Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf Yomi is Yevamos Mem Ches. We are holding on Mem Zayin Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom, right at the first wide line. Going back to the Braisa, how does one become a Ger? He needs to be Tovel, to be Mekabel on himself, Oil Mitzvahs. And the Braisa says, Echad Ger, Ve'echad Eved Meshuchrar. This process is to be followed by an ordinary Ger, and likewise, by a slave, a non-Jewish slave, who is owned by a Jew, and then released. You see, the state of slavery is that transition period between Goy and Yisrael. Because when he becomes an Eved of Yisrael, he is already committed to some mitzvahs. In fact, he needs to keep the mitzvahs like an Isha, or the Lois Aseis, and the mitzvahs Asei, Shaloi HaZaman Groma, not time-related. Then when the Adoin, when the master, releases him, he's Meshachar that Eved, in which case he turns automatically into a Yisrael. Now, there are two Tevilais. He is Tevil twice, the Eved, on the way in and when he's released. On the way in to the Rishus of the Yisrael, when the Yisrael takes possession, he is Tevil, and that can be done even against his will. It's part of the acquisition process, and at that point, he becomes committed somewhat to mitzvahs. On the way out as well, once the Yisrael decides to let him go, he will be Tevil again and Mekabel on himself the mitzvahs, like a Yisrael. Kasanka daitach, we figure at this point, Lekabel all of all mitzvahs. The comparison between Ger and Eved on his way out is in reference to Kabbalah ol mitzvahs, which is a precondition. Even for the Eved Meshuchar, he needs to accept upon himself willingly the mitzvahs HaTorah. Otherwise, he does not turn into Yisrael. He can't do it. He can't compel him. He can't do it against his will. V'raminu, listen to this braisa. B'med var mamurim beger. When is Kabbalah's mitzvahs a requirement? By a ger. Aval be'eved meshuchrar ain't tzarech lekabel. But if you release your eved, you can force him. You can betovel him. And he's automatically a Yisrael. It's part of the kayach of the adin. The master has the ability to hold on to him or to free him and turn him into a Yisrael. That's a kasha on our braisa, where it would seem that even an Eved on his way out has to commit himself to Torah and mitzvahs willingly. It can't be done a baal karchai. Amar Rav Sheshes Lekasha, the answer is, well, it depends who's speaking. It's Machlekes Tanai. Harab Shimon ben Elazar. When we say that an Eved works differently, that's Rav Shimon ben Elazar Shita. Harabanan. When we say that an Eved Meshuchar has to be doing it willingly, otherwise, he's not automatically considered a Yisrael. That's Shitas Rabbanon, the Sanya. As we find in a Braisa, which discusses the Eisha Sifas Toyer, the Isha who was taken captive during wartime, Ubachso Savios Ima, this non-Jewish woman has to lament the absence of a parent, etc., etc. And only then, after that whole long process, she is Mutter to involve herself as married with the Yisrael. Be'medvar Mamurim, when is this process required? Shloi kiblo aleh. If she did not willingly commit herself to become a ger, aval kiblo aleh. But suppose she decides, you know, I want to become a Jew. That's fine. Matbila umuter b'miyad. He can arrange for a tvila and his mutter to get involved with her immediately. Rab Shimon ben Elazar Omer, you don't even need that. Aval b'shloi kiblo aleh. Even if she's not converting willingly, there's an express route that you can follow. Kaifa umatvila l'shem shivchos. Look, arrange even a compelled tvila for the sake of shivcha. You can turn her into your shivcha. Once she's at that point, that's the interim point between goy and yid, that can be done by al karchai. And then you can take her and release her. And that automatically makes her a Yisrael. V'chazer umatvila l'shem shichra. And suddenly he releases her. He arranges for a tefillah. Once again, even Baal Karcha, even against her will, umishachron, he lets her go. Umutar b'miyad, and she's automatically mutat him. Clearly, according to Rabbi Shimon, an eved, or in this case a shivcha, can be turned into a Yisrael. This is a fast-track conversion, without any kabbalah, without any willingness on their part. It's part of the kayach, part of the power of the owner of an eved or a shivcha, that they can manipulate them, turn them into avodim, and then release them, by doing so, turning them into Yisraelim. So it's a machlokes tanaim. Amar Rav, my time, Rav Shimon ben Elazar. How do you understand this type of shita? That you can turn a guy into a yid, even Baal Karcha, Dechsiv. We have it from a pasuk. By Yikarim Pesach, kol eved ish miknas kesef, an eved ish will go ahead and have the Korban Pesach. Eved ish, only an eved belonging to an ish, v'lo eved isha or nor, but not. An eved belonging to an isha? Why does the pasuk mention the word ish? Ella, to tell you as follows. Here comes a chiddush. Eved ish, even if this fellow is an ish, is an adult, a mature, independent adult, but he's your eved, ato mol baal karcha. You can apply mila, you can be megayir him, baal karcha. It's part of the kayach of the adin. V'yata mol ben ish baal karcha, but you can't do so to a regular guy. Even if he's a youngster, a father, cannot be megayir his son against his will. This is a special a privilege given to an adin, to a master. It's part of the master-eved relationship. V'rabbanon. What do Rabbanon do with this pasuk? Rabbanon who disagreed, what do they do? Amar Ula. Ula explains. Now the pasuk here is telling you, Kashem she'iatam mol ben ish bal korchei. The other way around, just like you can't forcibly convert a non-Jew. Likewise, kach iatam mol eved ish bal korchei, you can't do so to an eved as well. Ve'lo aksiv kol eved ish. Why does the pasuk have to mention eved ish? Isn't that an extra expression? What's the ribuy according to Rabbanon? Coming to tell you something else. How am I bailey look at the Shmuel? Damer Shmuel, I'm afkir avdo yotz lecheres. You should know that if a person takes his eved and renders him ownerless, hefker, he goes free. If it ain't tzarech get shichra, there's no need for a special document. A get shichrur, because he's no longer under your jurisdiction. You let him go. What is an eved? By definition, an eved is under the jurisdiction of his owner. Shenemar kol eved ish miknas kesef. The pasuk that I just mentioned. And the question is, eved ish? Eved ish, why are you mentioning an eved with an ish? As opposed to an eved owned by an isha? What's the difference? Right? Why does the pasuk add that expression? We learn from here, Ella, rather, Eved sheish loy rishus rabbi olav, kari Eved. An Eved who's being controlled by his master. That constitutes an Eved. Vishain rishus rabbi olav, ain't kari Eved, as opposed to an Eved who's let go. He was Mavkir's Eved. This master, his former master, no longer looks after him, no longer controls him. In that case, by default, he is no longer an Eved. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. So at this point, we learn that according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, a master can compel an Eved, compel a Shivcha to turn into a Yisrael. Because the state of Avdus and Shivcha, the state of slavery, is already considered a period of transit. It's a transitional between Goy and Yid. So he's already like one foot in. He's already keeping some mitzvahs. So this Eved who is in your possession can now be turned into a Yisrael by way of letting him go, freeing him. Automatically, he becomes a Yisrael. What does Rabbanon disagree? No. Even though he's already halfway there, so to speak. But to get to the next point, to make him a true Yisrael, that only happens through Kabbalah's mitzvahs, that has to be done willingly, with the consent of the Eved or the Shivcha. Maskev l'Rav Papa, asks Rav Papa, Emor d'shamas l'ul Rabbanon b'fas toyar. How do you know the Rabbanon disagree with this concept? We had a braisa discussing a yefas toyer. Sure, over there, Rabbanon say you can't just turn her into a Yisrael. D'lo shaycha b'mitzvahs. She was never involved with keeping mitzvahs. As opposed to an eved, he's already halfway there, and perhaps you can just complete that process. Perhaps it's in your hands, the owner's hand, to complete that process. Aval eved shaych b'mitzvahs, then eved, who during that point of avdus is already committed to some mitzvahs, perhaps, hachi nami, in this case, afilu rabbanon moidu, even rabbanon would agree, you could just push him in there and make him a yisrael by way of another tefillah at the point of shichrur, when you're letting him go. This sanya, as we find in a braisa, that supports this contention, that even the rabbanon agree in concept that it can be done. Echad ger, v'echad lekech, eved min eved, kichavim tzerch lekabel, whether he's a ordinary standard ger, or when one purchased an eved from a non-Jew, right, where he wasn't yet keeping mitzvahs, he purchases that eved, tzorach lekabel, in order to make that fellow into full-fledged Yisrael, there needs to be a proper commitment, a proper undertaking of mitzvahs. You can't just force him into it. We have a diuk, we have an implication, that if it would be in a different case, holoi keach mi Yisrael, he purchases an eved from a Yisrael, this guy was pre-owned by a Jew, in which case he was already committed somewhat to mitzvahs when he was under the jurisdiction and in possession of that Yisrael. So once he's halfway there, now you get a hold of him, eitzrach lekabel, you can just push him right into it without his own personal consent and Kabbalah. Mani, who's speaking here? E Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, is it him? Ha'amar lekeach min eved kechavim nahambi. He holds, even when you purchase from a guy, you can take that eved and be megayer him. The braisa differentiates between yid and a guy. So it's not the shita, el lav rabbonon. Clearly, it's the rabbonon speaking. Ushma mina, and it's clear that they hold. When you purchase a slave from a guy, well, he wasn't really yet committed to anything at that point. You have to really put him through the formal process in order to achieve Geirus Aval Ekech mi Yisrael. But if this fellow was pre-owned by a Yisrael, and now you're purchasing it from the Yisrael, he's already halfway there, he's already into the mitzvahs. You can just complete that process without his consent. Ein Tzorach L'Kabel, as long as you free him, you matbel him, L'Shem Geirus, it's over. V'Lakashya. Let's go back to that braisa with which we started the Gemara today. Echad ger, echad eved meshuchrar. The braisa compares ger to eved meshuchrar, which seemed to indicate they both follow the same formal process. They both need kabbalah's mitzvahs. It has to be done with consent and willingly. No, that's not what he meant. Ki tanya ahi linyan tvila tanya. All the braisa is saying, both of them need tvila. Is it willingly, all unwillingly, with his consent, or just by way of the master? That's not a for discussion in this braisa. The braisa was giving you the steps of how to become a Yisrael, but of course there's a big difference. Perhaps although a ger, an ordinary non-Jew, has to do it willingly, beratzon, but an eved or a shivcha, who's already partway there, at that point, the other has the ability perhaps to complete that process with or without his consent. Okay, so at this point we learn that when it comes to an eved, tefillah number one to make him an eved, that can be done by Al-Karcha, that's agreed upon by all shittas. To turn him into a ger, oh, that depends. When he purchased him from a Yisrael, where he was already involved in mitzvahs, then you can just finish the process by Al-Karcha. He purchased him from a goy, or in the case of a plain goy, a yifas toya, for instance, then we have the machlokes. Rabbanon say, no, you can't do it by Al-Karcha. You have to follow the standard process, the standard procedure, where he does it willingly. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says the power of the master is so overwhelming and so powerful, he can actually push him into it, in which case he turns into a Yisrael. Tanu Rabbanon. On the topic of Eishes Yifas Toyar, the Pasuk says, look, you captured this non-Jewish woman during wartime, and you have an interest in her, so what do? She has to undergo a process, Vilgulchas Reisha. She shaves her hair. She tends to her nails. Two ways to explain this. She needs to trim them, to remove them. Rashi points out, although this is not really making her unattractive, but this is the Xeris HaKosov. Perhaps these farms speak about hair and all these extremities, all these nails, and all that, that's connected to the tzad, which is not Kaddish. So perhaps she needs to cleanse herself, remove all these peripheral things, and that's the part of the tahara process to transition into the Jewish family. In any case, that's one pshat. Remove hair, remove nails. Rabbi Akiva mitagdel. V'asasa tziporneha means let them grow, which makes her look unattractive. Amar Rabbi Elazar, I'm going to prove my position. Nemra asiya b'roish. The pasuk mentions the term asiya pertaining to shaving one's head, right? V'gilcha asroisha. V'nemra asiya b'tziporneha, the same lashon v'asasa we find by tziporneha. And we compare malahalon ha'avara, just like by the roisha, it means shaving her hair, shaving her head. Afkan ha'avara, likewise by the nails, means removal. Rabbi Kiva Omer, I'll find the right to my definition. Nemar asiya b'roish. V'nemar asiya b'tzir parnayim. We find asiya pertaining to shaving her head, and asiya pertaining to the nails. Ma lahalo nivon, just as pertaining to her head, it's meant to generate unattractiveness. Avka nivo, likewise by nails. It's meant to create nivo. That only happens by allowing it to grow long. V'rayu divar Rabbi Elazar. Let's prove Rabbi Elazar's point. The asiya means removal. Umifiboishes ben Shol Yorad Likras HaMelech. This was when Avshalom passed away. So Mifiboishes, son of Shol, was trying to identify with David HaMelech and show that he's mourning along with him. So he displayed the appearance of a mourner. Lo Yosa Raglav, Bo Yosa Sefamai. Now, what does it mean, Lo Yosa Sefamai? My asiya. Certainly, over here means ha'avar. He didn't trim his mustache. He let it grow. And likewise, la'asa ranglov in this case apparently also means he did not trim his nails. So we see asiya means trimming. Tanu rabban, abach so soviyah v'sima. Yerach yomim, and the pasuk says, v'achakach, tovay eleo v'alta v'yisal ha'isha. So she spends a specified time where she is going to be b'icha, the absence of her parents, and that allows her to transition into the Jewish family. Rav Lazar Omer, what does Aviyah mean? Aviyah means Aviyah Mamish. She's lamenting the absence of her actual father. Ima means Ima Mamish. Rav Kiva Omer, no. Aviyah v'Ima zu Avoidas kechavim. Referring to her connection to Avoidas Zara. So she needs that time off to sort of detach herself from her previous practices and lifestyle. Antaisa says, the nafkamina would be, let's say she has no father and mother. So according to Rabbi Elazar, it's not applicable according to Rabbi Kiva. Well, it refers to Avodah Zarah. V'cheinu Omer, we find these lishoines applied to Avodah Zarah. Omerim le'etz aviata. They refer to a stone as a father, le'evan. I'm just reading the pasuk further. Le'evan ati ladtana, you bore me. So we see that father and mother is sometimes associated with avodah zarah. How long does this last? Yerach yamim. What does yerach yamim mean? Yerach is shleishim yamim, right? Yerach, I think the Eben Ezra says, is lashon of yereach, the moon, the full orbit of the moon, which is 30 days. So it's a 30-day mourning period. Rav Shimon Lazo Omer, way more. Tishim Yom, 90 days. How? Yerach is Shleishim Yomim, right? It's 30. Sorry, Yerach is Shleishim. It says Yerach Yomim v'acha kein tovei lebalta. So every word is darshit. Yerach is Shleishim. The word Yomim is adding another Shleishim. So it's 60. The words v'acha kein, so you have to wait even further, is another Shleishim for a total of 90. Mask for Ravina, why only 90? Go to 120. Eima will say Yarach is Shloishim, 30. Yomim is another Shloishim. V'achakein means Kihani. You need to double this amount. Go from 60 and double it. V'achakein, another time period which parallels the previous time period, which means a total of 120. Kashi, we'll leave it as a Kashi. Tanu Rabbanan. Mikaymen avodim she'enom molen. Divir Rabbi Shmuel. As we mentioned before, when one acquires an Eved Kanani, He's matbil him. In fact, he has to be careful that he does it properly so that he ever doesn't jump out and say, well, I'm becoming a yid. Right, we had this a couple of days ago. Do it in a way which illustrates ownership. And at that point, he's makabel mitzvahs and he gets a mila, all that, right? Let's say the eved is unwilling. No, mila's not for me. I'm not interested in mitzvahs. I'm going to work for you, but that's it. He can hold on to him. It's not an ultimatum. You have to do it, but if it doesn't work, you're still allowed to own the eved. Divir bishmol. No, you can't do that. And Tosfos brings, why? The time of the Rekiva, if you take a look at the Tosfos, immediately to the right of our position in the Gemara, so you have there Venerulari, right? You got a Venerulari. The time of the Rekiva, why is Mila and all that a prerequisite? Lefishat Tziva, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lavram, Lom, Lavodav. Lekach, Osro, Lekayim, She'ena, Mulam. A Chiddush. Rekiva holds, it's either he's in or he's out. He's a Chiv. From way back, Avraham Avinu's times, Hashem tells him to be Maldi Avodim. If he's not going to listen, you may not hold on to him. That's what defines an Eved of a Yid. He's subordinate to the Yid. He's subject to the Yid's lifestyle to a certain extent. Mila, mitzvahs. I'm going to be Shmuel. How can you say it's a precondition? Harayu Omer, the Pasuk says, V'yinavesh ben amoscha, that the avodim in your household have to rest on Shabbos, which the Gemara soon will tell us is referring to an eved who did not experience mila. How can you own him? Apparently, you may own him. Amalei, he responds, that's not a typical circumstance. We're speaking about a quirk case. Belekech eved ben hashmashis. He purchased this eved right before Shabbos. Veloi hispik lemuloi, with no chance to do mila, but that's the topic of discussion in this pasuk. But ideally, he has to do mila right after Shabbos, take him straight to the moel. So that was Rabbi Akiva's response. Sure, the pasuk speaking without a mila, but it was an unusual circumstance. The kuli amam mias, it seems that all agree that this pasuk we just mentioned, v'nofesh ben amoscha, is speaking be'eved orel, akos medaber, speaking about an eved without a mila. How do you know? My mashma. Will you see that in the words? The sanya based on a price. V'nafish ben amoscha is speaking about what? Be'eved oral akos medaber, an eved without a mila. Ato imer. You contend be'eved oral, this type of eved. Oyeino yella be'eved mal. Perhaps a properly mauled eved. Kishu imer leman yanuach avdach of hamoscha kamoicha. We have another pasuk that your Eved, your Amos, everybody is resting on Shabbos, so we've already referenced the Eved, the proper Eved. Eved Mohol Omer. This is an Eved with a Mila. Hamani Mekayim V'Nafesh Ben Amoscha. Why the repetition? Why again refer to another Eved who must rest on Shabbos? Be'Eved Orel Akosim Medaber. We're speaking about an Eved who's an Orel, and that was the basis of Rabbi Shmuel's Kasha, which Rabbi Kiva answered. The Pasuk continues. Who else rests on Shabbos? V'hager. What type of ger? We're assuming zeger toishav. Not a full-fledged ger. A non-Jew who is adhering to these seven mitzvahs, b'nei noyach, doesn't do avodah zarah, all that. So he also rests on Shabbos. And Rashi says, because mechalel es ha-Shabbos is tantamount to idol worship. Shmir Shabbos is the expression of Amuna. It's a declaration of Hashem's being the source of all existence. So that's why even the Goy, the Ger Toshev, has to keep Shabbos. Asks the Tosfos here, he says, what do you mean? A Goy may not keep Shabbos. So he says, we're speaking that he's doing Malacha Litzorach Yisrael. He's doing it for the Yid. That he can't do. On his own, he's not going to keep Shabbos, but he can't work for you on Shabbos, which typically is only midrabbanon. But here, a ger toshav is minat Torah, a chiddush of Tosfos. Okay, so we're speaking about this fellow. How do you know? Ato imer zeh ger toshav, this goy Jew. Ayein ayel a ger tzedek. How do you know it's a goy who's keeping Shabbat mitzvahs? Maybe it's a proper ger. Kishu imer v'gercha, asher b'sharech. We already have that in the pasuk. You're a ger. Hare ger tzedek omer, it's a proper ger. Hamani mekayim v'ager. Why does the pasuk repeat v'ager? Apparently, we're not speaking about a conventional ger, zeger toshav. We're speaking about this type of individual. Continues the Gemara, omer b'shuman levi. Halekeach eved min oved kicham, v'leirat salamol. He purchases a slave. He says, come on, let's go. We're doing mila, we're doing tefillah. You're in. He's not interested. So what do you do? Megalgal imoy ad yudbeis chodesh. Megalgal means you try to convince him. You try to impress on him to follow instructions. You do that for a full year. Lo imal, if you're unsuccessful, chayzer meichro levdi kechavim, you sell him back to the non-Jews. Amru rabbanon kamei to Rav Papa. So the rabbanon talmidim asked Rav Papa, kemad lekar b'kiva. This halacha does not seem to be consistent with Rabbi Kiva. Why? The Rabbi Kiva, because according to him, Ha'amar, didn't he just tell us? You may not hold on to an Eved who's not conforming. Ein mekaymen. Amul Rav Papa, no. Afilu temer Rabbi Kiva, even according to him, it's going to work. Hani mili. His restriction is only Echad le Paska. Paska means you didn't detach, you didn't disconnect. Le Paska le milse. Which means he refused from the get-go. He said, "I'm not gonna transition into Yisrael. I'm staying where I am." So he hasn't detached at all. He's unwilling from day one. In that case, you can't hold on to him. Aval ha'echa de paskel le'milsei. But let's say initially he agreed. He says, "Look, we'll arrange it. We'll take care of it. Just give me a little time." Paskel. So that's disconnected. That means that we can anticipate cooperation. In which case, we can hold on to him at least for 12 months and see if it works out. Om Rav Kahana, Amrita L'Shmata. I presented this solution, this teretz at Rav Papa, right, that this halach can work even according to Rav Kiva. It all depends on whether he expressed willingness or not. I presented it to who? Kamei to Rav Zvid, Minardo. Amr Ali, he tells me, how can you say that pshat? Yachi. If that is so, what is so? That even Rabbi Kiva, who holds that you can't be Mekayim and Eved without Mila, would agree that if it's anticipated, that works, that's acceptable. If that's the case, let's go back a second. Ki Amar Le Rabbi Kiva. You remember Rabbi Shmuel asked him Akasha, the Pasuk says, V'inofesh ben Amoscha, that even a slave without Mila, he's going to keep Shabbos, so he can hold on to such a slave. How does that work? Rabbi Kiva tells him, Ki amalei Rabbi Kiva v'lekech eved ben ashmasha. He told him, well, I was speaking about a case where he got him last minute. Why such a strange case? L'yishanele, he could just answer, huh? This very case, this answer. You know how he has an eved without Mila? He's negotiating. Chad mitrei tami ka'amar. You're right. He gave him one of two options, but both are really legal and valid. Shalach Ravin Mishmed Rabbi Loi. Ravin sent over the name of Rabbi Loi. V'chol Rabbois Ay Amru Li Mishmoy. I heard it from others in the name of Rabbi Loi, and all my rabbis told me in his name. What did he hear? What did Rabbi Loi say? Eizeu Av Eved Arosh Mutal Lekaimoy. Typically, you can't hold on to an Eved who's unwilling to do Mila. But in which case is it Mutar? Well, he's not really an Eved. Let's say he purchased him, and initially he made up, look, I'm not going to do the meal, it's not for me. In that case, it's mutter. So you'll ask, why? Isn't it worse? No, it's better, because he's not an Eved. He's a worker. He's a sacher. That's fine. An Eved means he's going to identify with the Yisrael. An Eved of Yisrael. It changes his whole identity. It changes his whole mohus, his mitzius. I once heard from Rabelski Shlita, when Noach saw what Cham did, he says, you're going to be an Eved for the rest of your life. Eved avodim le'echav. He says, look, I see this kid can't control himself. He has no self-discipline. The only takana for him is if I place him under somebody's care. It's not a punishment. Cham and Canaan and all the inhabitants of Africa, they were slaves throughout all the years, because that's the way that we can ensure that they run a civilized life. It's just a mitzvah. It's not degrading. It's not even a punishment. Adarav, this is the way you'll be successful. You'll be the eved of somebody else. Somebody will look after you, feed you, clothe you, look after you. He'll help you maintain discipline. And that's how you'll get somewhere. Through all the gemara. That's if he's willing to be an eved, but if he's just coming to work, fine. So he wasn't zayich to be an eved of Yisrael. But then that's okay, you can hold on to him, even without mila or mitzvahs. Okay, that's the chiddush. Amru rabbonon kamed rabbapa. So once again, the rabbonon approached rabbapa with a kasha. Kiman, this halacha is the like Rabbi Kiva, it's not following Rabbi Kiva. Dear Rabbi Kiva, Omar ein mekayim, and he says you can't hold on to this type of eved. Amru rabbapa, no, if you will take Rabbi Kiva and go into him, it works. Ah, nemile echad lo yasni ba'day. That's only if he hadn't conditioned it. A standard eved needs mila. Avalechad asni, but if you made a tanai asni, so they follow their condition. It's fine. It's not an eved. It's just a sacher. He's a worker. He's a laborer. Omer Avkana, Amrita l'shmaita kameda Rav Zvid Narda. Once again, I said over this teretz of Rav Papa to Rav Zvid Narda v'Amar Ali, and he tells me, Yachiv, if that's the case, Rabbi Kiva agrees that it's mutar ki ka'am ali Rabbi Kiva. V'lekech eved ben hashmashois. Back when Rabbi Kiva was challenged with Rishma, what are you going to do with the pasuk, which indicates you can hold on to an eved without a mila? He said, well, it was a last minute purchase before Rashi Mashis. Why can't he answer simply, Lishanele, huh? Speaking about such a case, he has an eved who's bound by contract not to have a mila. Well, according to you, even if this is a good kasha, but we actually have other options as well. Not only ben hashmashis, we had the other case where he was negotiating for the first 12 months. But Tamech, Lishan Leihach, he could have said, well, we're speaking about that case as well, the 12-month case. Tarot says he's not going through all the cases. He gave him one answer. Elachad mitreyot last time mikomar. He gave him one of two or three options, but certainly all three options work, are legal, are valid, even according to Rabbi Kiva. So number one is the last-minute purchase before Shabbos. Number two, he's negotiating for the first 12 months for the mila. Number three, if they conditioned. No mila involved. Yossi Rabbi Chanina. So the following Amiraim was sitting. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Papi, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Akila at the doorway, the Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's home. V'yasi V'kamer is sitting and was saying as follows. Ir achas hoisev Eretz Yisrael. There was a certain city in Eretz Yisrael. V'lei ratzo v'dei olamu. The avodim there were unwilling to do mila. What did they do? V'gilgalu imoim ashnei masachodesh. They waited, they negotiated for the first 12 months. And then they sold them back to the guy. Kiman, in accordance with whom? Kaitana, the following brisa of the sign. He's unwilling to do mila. You can wait around until 12 months. Once 12 months arrive, and he's unwilling, he sells them back to the non-Jews. This is one exception to the rule. If it's an Eretz Yisrael where there's an abundance of items which are torn, you have to be extra careful to maintain that tahara. You can't keep the eved around so long if he's unwilling to conform and to cooperate. Because while he's still a guy, he's treated like a zav, Rashi says, but the rabbanon, we treat him like he's a tameh. He's going to invalidate all the taharis. So we try to address it quickly, efficiently. If it's not going to work, send him away. That's one exception. Another exception is ubeir hasmucha l'sfar. We're speaking about a city which is close to the border. It's a border city. It basically means near the goyim. Ein mashen oisay kol ikar. We don't wait around in this state of limbo at all. You know why? Shema yishma davar. If you see that the goy slash eved is not cooperating, we're concerned about perhaps him being presenting as a hostile, element. Perhaps he's going to spy on us. Shema yishma davar. He'll hear some sort of confidential information. V'yelech v'yoyim l'chaveru eved kichavim. And he'll go reveal it to the non-Jews and place us in danger. Tanya Rabbi Chananya b'noy shel Rangum Lil Omer. Why is it that we find this strange phenomenon? As follows. Mipnei ma, why is it that Gerim, converts, bizmanazeh, nowadays they go through a hard time. Mu'unin, they're pained, they're in constant state of yisurin, boin aleim. they experience hardship after hardship. Why is that? Shouldn't it be the opposite? Look what they gave up, look what they sacrificed to become a Yid. Why are they treated in this way? It's for their good. It's to cleanse them. One answer is, because when they were still in the state of non-Jew, they didn't adhere to the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. Rashi explains. Up on the, let's see Rashi inside. About 8 lines from the bottom. Shalakimu zay mitzvahs. Ve'odin oydik gechavim. Before they were converted, before they became a Yid. Ve'ad hashtalei ifru minayu. Up until this point, Hashem did not give them an oynish. The Puranus Gnuzalem La Asad Lovit. That was meant for the future, for the Asad Lovit. Aval Kishim is Gairin. But once they become a Ger, for their own sake, Hashem cleanses them right now. The Freud Mem Kidei Lamarik Chivasin, to cleanse the uncleanliness and enable them for a bright future. Says the Gemara of Yesi, Omer, no, you can't hold them accountable for what they did in their former life. Ger gets recreated when he joins the fold. He's no longer responsible for his former self. That can't be the reason. Ella ibn Imam Unin, why then do they experience hardship? Generally, they're not really well versed in the intricacies of the halachas and the mitzvahs, and since they're not careful, that's what happens. They're lacking in avas Hashem. Their actions are motivated with more of an element of yira. Rashi says gehenem. It's not optimal. Why they wait so long? They hesitated. They procrastinated. And that itself requires cleansing. Omer bavo b'tamer b'chanina ma'ikra. Where do we find this concept in the pasuk? That the quicker you come, the better it is. Yishalom Hashem pa'olich. This is Naomi speaking to Rus. Hashem will reward you. Utihi maskur teich shleimo b'Hashem. You get a full reward. Meim Hashem al kei Yisrael. You know why? Because you came in a hurry. Asher bas lachsois v'goymer. Asher bas, as Rashi on the bottom line is, shemihart v'lo yichart. You hurried up without procrastination. And of course, we're speaking, you know, once the ger came to the realization, once he was committed to the cause, that's when he has to hurry things up. But of course, it's a process until he gets that point. He's not held accountable for that delay. We mean from his point of recognition, from his point of decision onward, he should do it quickly in a hurry. Okay, let's just go back to the beginning of the daf and make a quick chazara. An eved on his way into the Rishus Yisrael does tefillah even Baal Karchoi, then he's mechuyev mitzvahs ki'isha. On his way out, when the other is meshachrer, well, if he's willing to become a ger, he's going to hate. What about Baal Karchoi? Can the other do that against his will? According to Maskana, if the eved had been purchased from a Yisrael, meaning he was involved in mitzvahs for a while, he was sort of already in the fold, now you can go ahead and meshachrer Baal Karchoi, make him a Yisrael. But otherwise, if he's coming from a goy or yifas toyar, we have a machlekes. Rabbi Shimon al-Lazarmi, you can do an express conversion process, make him an eved or a shifcha, and then suddenly turn him into a ger. That works. According to Rabban, it does not work without his consent. We also learned that a mafkir avdo yatzal achirus, without need of a get shichrur. Now, how does the ishes yifas toyar transition? She has to shave her head, and either trim nails or let them grow, depending on the shittos. Ubachsos of Yevas Imo, for how long, either 30 or 90 days. Literally, parents, or figuratively referring to the Eved Zara. What if an Eved refuses to go into the Mila Kabbalah's Mitzvahs process? Kontra Rishmo, it's okay, you can hold on to him and just leave it at that. Kontra Rekiva, you may not do so. We had the Tosfos, we take it from Avraham Avinu. And this is the required process. But the kasha was, we have a pasuk, Laman Yanuach Avdecha V'Amoscha, which indicates that even a partial Eved will be held on to, will be owned, will keep Shabbos. Who are we referring to? An Eved without Mila shouldn't be around. We have 3 terutzim. He bought him at the last minute before Ben Hashmashos. During Ben Hashmashos. I guess it means before Ben Hashmashos. So you can't do his Mila on Shabbos. Or we're speaking that he's willing, but it's taking a while. Actually, just jump down to the bottom of the daf, we learn that according to some shittas, you can't do that in Eretz Yisrael. You're not masha, you don't delay at all. We're concerned about the taharis becoming tamei. And also we had a case where we're situated near non-Jews. We're afraid that this fellow might endanger us, so either in or out. We had the third example, the third case, which was the tznai option. So you purchased him with a tznai, that he's just, you know, being a limited eved, he's not really conforming to the halachis, he's going to be like a laborer. In that case, no milah or kabbalas mitzvahs are really required. And we spoke about these rizus required when a guy decides to become a ger, as we find by Rus, who is fully rewarded because of her rizus, asher ba'as lachsois. Be well and hatzlacha rabba.